My name's Will DeFries, and this is the Sunday Scaries Podcast, your cure for the Sunday blues. This week, we're going to answer questions from you, the listener. Let's get right into it. How would you describe your aesthetic? Aesthetic, as I'm sure you know, is a word that gets tossed around a lot these days, and that's not necessarily a compliment. Talking about it is one of those tacit, tongue-in-cheek taboos that makes you sound a tad bit insufferable, but let's do it anyway. One time after looking at my Instagram profile, someone told me, "You really like grass." And while they were kind of accurate, I think that speaks as to what I find aesthetically pleasing as a whole. Yes, I do like grass, but that's a product of me growing up in northern Michigan where the summers are very lush. I also like comfortable clothes, not necessarily the whole athleisure trend as much as I used to, but soft and interesting fabrics, weathered canvas, destroyed sneakers, simple yet timeless pieces that you can wear season after season without replacing. It's difficult to nail down exactly what your own personal aesthetic is, but I do my absolute best to surround myself with things that I enjoy visually. At the end of the day, I may just be better off having someone else describe mine for me. How do you personally cope with seasonal depression? This is a question I got from a few different listeners, and a question that I think about often, especially around this time of year when the season has officially changed from summer to fall or winter. This past summer, I spent more time in the sun than I have in the past 10 years. Almost daily, I'd make a point to get outside and just let the sun hit me. I wanted all the vitamin D and maybe the tan that went along with it, and I can't remember a summer when I was mentally happier. But then the temperature started to turn, the sun began to be in a different part of the sky, and I was no longer going outside with the same fervor that I was in July, and that's when it hit me. My seasonal depression was just starting to kick in a bit. Luckily for me, I don't get it nearly as bad as I did when I lived in Michigan, a heavily season-dependent state. My uncle once said, "I understand why people drink so much through the winter. There's just nothing else to do here." And he was right. Unfortunately for me, drinking was definitely not the cure. These days, I actually try to do the opposite come fall and winter. Drink less, distract myself nightly by cooking more involved meals, and diving into TV shows that I've been meaning to catch up on. Should I implement some type of physical activity and buy a light therapy lamp? Maybe, but right now I've got a pot roast going in the oven. How can I implement hygge into my life when I'm super busy with work? If there's one thing that's difficult about the workplace, it's making sure that your surroundings are something that you actually want to be around. While this isn't some wild outside-the-box idea, what I used to do is light a candle and put it next to my monitor. Mine was scented, but if you're in a larger office, I highly recommend going unscented just so you don't aggravate anyone with the smell. The light flicker while you chip away at spreadsheets looks and feels amazing, and because it's an unscented candle, it's usually insanely budget-friendly. Just make sure to blow it out at the end of the day, or else you might not have an office to return to come Monday. What's the perfect fall Sunday dinner? I'm worried that I've answered this question before, so I'll just make it brief by listing a few. The aforementioned pot roast. Spaghetti carbonara. A whole chicken with roasted carrots. Beef stew. Sweet potato hash. Flank steak with potatoes au gratin. Lasagna. Or, if you're trying to be healthy, the cauliflower gnocchi from Trader Joe's does go pretty hard. If you ever did another solo podcast, what would it be about? I've actually thought about this a lot, and not because I don't enjoy doing either the podcast I'm currently on, because I'm always wondering what the next chapter would be for me. While I'm very content doing both Sunday Scaries and Circling Back, there are two ideas that I always have in the back of my mind. The first is a soccer podcast. Despite being a fairly consistent fan of the English Premier League for the last 20 years, I have two hesitations. I often struggle to watch soccer from a tactical standpoint, and I'm lacking a co-host who could carry the show from that standpoint. I love soccer, and I love the culture and news surrounding it. While it likely won't happen anytime soon, it is likely to happen eventually in some way, shape, or form, even if it's just a monthly show or a one-off. Secondly, a fiction podcast. These aren't the most popular of podcasts, but writing fiction is something I've always loved. I know I could put something in book form, but I'd also like to do something more than just writing. An audiobook, a weekly short-form fiction podcast with an ongoing story, or even a reprise of a series I've written in the past called Things Girls Do After Graduation. Again, I'm not really rushing to do any of these, but they are itches that will eventually need scratching. But before we get to more questions, a quick word from this week's presenting sponsor, Bespoke Post. You know that feeling when you have a package sitting at home and you can't wait to open it? It's the closest thing we have to Christmas morning these days, and it's a feeling I get every month whenever my package from Bespoke Post arrives. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has carefully built collections for every part of your life, and everything arrives directly to your door every single month with zero hassle. Just this past month, I received a cocktail shaker that my apartment desperately needed. No more shaking cocktails in Yeti cups with pint glasses. Now I have a cocktail shaker that I'm not embarrassed to bring out when I have people over. In the past, I've gotten everything from weekender bags to desk accessories to dop kits filled with stuff I use to this day. To get started, visit boxofawesome.com and answer a few short questions that will help them get a feel for the boxes that go best with your style. Whether you're in search of a perfect drink, a well-kept pad, or jet-setting in style, Bespoke Post improves your life one box at a time. Each box goes for under $50 but has more than $70 worth of unique gear waiting inside for you. The first of each month, you'll receive an email with your box details, and you'll have 5 days to change colors or sizes or add extra goods to your box. Don't wait and sign up for Box of Awesome now. To receive 20% off your first subscription box, go to boxofawesome.com and enter Scaries at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code Scaries, for 20% off of your first box. And yes, there's a link to this offer in the description of this episode. Now, back to more listener questions. What's your ideal spread on a cheese board? Cheese boards just feel so definitively fall, don't they? Sure, you can have them year-round, but aren't they just the best when the afternoon NFL slate is in full effect or before a dinner party where everyone drinks a little too much Cabernet? My favorite cheese boards that I've made for myself contain the following. One hard cheese, one soft cheese, and one blue cheese. I also require a small amount of prosciutto or jamon ibérico, some Marcona almonds, marinated olives, and the ultimate accoutrement, apple onion jam from American Spoon Foods in my hometown. And if you don't order some of that online, some fig jam from your local high-end grocer will do the trick. Oh, and maybe some spicy mustard too. I'm 25. Should I get back with my ex-girlfriend who lives 350 miles away, or will this feeling pass? Getting out of a long-distance relationship is always difficult because you consistently wonder about the what could have beens. You rack your brain with justifications of how you can actually make it work, despite knowing that things have proven more difficult than you originally bargained for. Or at least that's how I felt about my experience with long distance. My advice is this. See how long you can go before sending a late night text to her. Every day, the situation will get more and more distant. Will there be nights when her name randomly pops into your head? Sure. Will you have times when you think moving 350 miles seems like your only alternative? Yeah. But the more you fall victim to a lost cause, the more likely you are to foil any new opportunities that arise. With the holidays approaching, any tips for tackling hangovers at work? During the holidays of Sunday Scaries past, we had a term for the drinking you seemingly do every night between now and New Year's Day. Bender through December. Friendsgivings, work holiday parties, Secret Santas, ugly sweater parties, the list of excuses to get drunk in November and December goes on. And the worst product of that? Those office hangovers. Here's what I did when I found myself sitting at my desk cursing the skies for allowing me to drink too much whiskey the night before. All through December, keep a box of Alka-Seltzer at your desk in addition to a box of Emergency. And if you're really well equipped, a box of Liquid IV too. Promo code Scaries. The morning you walk in, dump each into a large glass of water and drink it as fast as you can. Wash, rinse, repeat until it's January 1st and you dedicate yourself to sober January, only to last one full week before you start drinking again. This should obviously be supplemented with some coffee and some Advil, but don't rely on your office to provide any of these supplies because they fly off the shelves this time of year. Either way, just know that there's someone a few cubicles over in the same boat as you. And also make sure to chew some gum to get the booze off your breath. That's the biggest giveaway. Tis the season for airport anxiety. What tips do you have for flying during the holidays? If there's a terrible time to fly, it's definitely the holidays. While I love traveling, I hate the act of being in an airport while everyone's frantically trying to get home as soon as possible. I haven't totally honed in on my strategy for holiday travel yet, but I have recently made some changes to my tendencies. You've heard me discuss them on a podcast before, but my away suitcase has legitimately helped and streamlined my travel. I used to check a bag wherever I go, but now I almost exclusively carry on because of how much I can fit in it. Not only does this completely eliminate the possibility of losing my luggage, but it allows me to sprint off the plane and into an Uber before everyone else can. Some other tips though, make sure you have a long connection time. A layover is better than a missed flight. Pack a change of clothes in your carry-on because temperature changes are a real thing, especially on planes in November and December. And finally, just assume the worst. If you give yourself up to the travel gods, everything seems to go a little bit smoother. How do you feel about listeners posting their Sunday night panic rooms on Twitter? If you're not aware, I do a rundown of my Sunday night every single Sunday on Twitter at Sunday Scaries. I endearingly call my apartment the panic room, and other listeners also send me their Sunday night routines as well. And I have to say, I absolutely love it. Sunday night Twitter is something that started the Sunday Scaries brand as a whole, so the fact that people are still interacting with me every Sunday night isn't only awesome, but reminiscent of the days of old, when this was just a side hustle above everything else. It's relaxing to see what people make for dinner, are watching on television, and confronting as Monday gets closer and closer. And like I've always said, Scaries loves company, so the solidarity helps us all. What's your favorite underrated panic room must-have? My panic rooms are pretty much consistent these days. Elastic waistbands, scented candles, a dinner with more calories than I can count, cushy blankets, and something enjoyable on TV. But even if you can guess what I do almost every Sunday night, there are a couple things that fly under the radar. The first is a face mist. I'm not sold it actually does much, but a couple spritzes before settling in for the night just feels refreshing. The one I currently have is scented with roses, which I'm not in love with, but the cooling sensation still makes everything seem a little more okay. The second is a recent purchase I made, my Casper Glow Light. Made by a mattress company, it's a small light that sits next to my bed. It gives off a subtle glow that's not too bright, and it gives the room a nice ambiance when on its lowest setting. I thought I'd use it a lot more to read, but as it turns out, reading hasn't totally found its way into my Sunday routine, unless there's a New York Times around. If you liked what you heard today, make sure to subscribe, review, or tell a friend in need about this podcast. By subscribing, you guarantee that each and every episode gets delivered directly to your phone every Sunday morning. You can also follow along on Twitter at SundayScaries and Instagram, which is at Sunday.Scaries. Or you can follow me on both Twitter and Instagram at WillDeFreeze. And remember, always trim the wicks on your scented candles. See you next Sunday.